Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, British Tech Network News listeners, to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 12th of July, 2016. We got all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Okay, I'm deeply sorry that we have to start today's show off with this, but if you don't want to hear it, just fast forward. I'm talking about Pokemon Go. Yeah, I can hear you screaming now. Well, if you are addicted to this thing, or even if you hate the thing, this is information you might want to know about. Seems the people that sign up for Pokemon Go, end up giving all their personal information away. That's because the game is asking for a lot of access, granting permission to access users' Google accounts, and all the information that you got stored in there, too. Okay, so basically how this works, you log into Pokemon Go through your Google account on your iPhone. After that, you're giving it full access to your account, and Google, remember, it says on its help page, you should only grant applications you fully trust. So do you trust Pokemon Go? I would say Pokemon no. But it's up to you. Solid state drives definitely are the future. Why? Because they're so freaking fast. Love my solid state drive. But sometimes, you know, when you got like 240 or 300 megabytes or 320, it's just not quite enough space, is it? Even though you've got all that crap in the cloud, you still like to have a hard copy right there with you. Well, Samsung's about ready to come to your rescue. That is, if you've got the cash to cough it up. How does a 4 terabyte SSD drive sound? Woohoo! How does $1,500 sound? Yes, the already very popular 850 Evo line now has a 4 terabyte option for you. And it uses the same old Samsung technology, that V-NAND technology, that creates dense SSDs for lightning fast operation. I know, we were sitting here finally thinking SSD drives are starting to become affordable. Till we see this. So really, it's up to you. If you want to start at a 128, $68. But if you got $1,500 to blow, you can get the 4 terabyte. Personally, I'll just wait on this. Maybe it'll come on an Amazon Prime special here in about 10 years for $99. So, do you love your gifts on Twitter? Well, get to love them even bigger. That's because now Twitter is going to support those very large gifts for you. Now, if you didn't know this, gifts on Twitter are actually supposed to be limited to about 5 megabytes. But not anymore. If you got one that's a little bit longer now, you can go up to 15 megabytes. Anything longer than that, then I ain't watching it. Be forewarned, however, though, the update, if you're using TweetDeck, it hasn't made it there yet, which is kind of stupid. That means if you want to upload your next GIF masterpiece to Twitter, yeah, you're going to have to go right on the web. Hopefully Twitter will get this figured out sooner rather than later. Here's something I'm going to ask you guys and gals. When's the last time you bought an Apple computer? Yeah, I'm talking about a MacBook. When's the last one you bought? Has it been a while? Must have been, because nobody's buying any. In fact, so much Apple computer sales have fell way behind even Asus. And as by doing so, they finished off as the 5th largest PC vendor for shipments worldwide. Basically, that's about a 7.1 market share through June. Now, it may not be just because people are not upgrading. Let's face it, not a lot of us just have $2,000 laying around, do we? But it also could have the fact that the MacBook Pro has not even been updated for 400 days now. So yeah, a refresh, it might be needed. And of course, knowing that, we have heard from KGI Securities and our good old friend over there in China, Ming, saying that Apple looks to be launching 2 thinner and lighter 13-inch and 15-inch MacBook Pros sometime in December or possibly January of next year. So best start paying down those credit cards so you can rack them right back up where they are now. And finally, remember me saying before on the news show that 2016 seems to be the year of the drone? Well, UK scientists might have taken this a little further than that. Now, I know you order a drone, you get that box, you put all those lovely little parts together, woohoo, it's flying. But UK scientists, they don't want to do that. Why put it together when you can grow a drone? Yes, I will repeat that because you did hear me correctly. Grow a drone. That's what UK scientists are actually trying to do for military drones right now. All of this, of course, done in a secret lab, which I guess isn't very secret because we know about it here at BTN now. But nonetheless, 2 military-backed defense companies from Scotland and England are combining their finances to make this happen. Basically, they're making these drones out of some type of advanced chemistry and 3D printing. Now, according to, at least on BAE's website, I guess it's one of these people that have a hand in this wacky thing, saying that this is a very exciting time for development of chemistry. We've been developing things to digitize synthetic and material chemistry and hope for the future to assemble complex objects in a machine all the way from the bottom up without minimal human assistance. Yes, self-building drones. Now, I doubt it that this thing is just around the corner. This is probably years away. So as parents out there, you're not going to have to worry about getting that Nick Big Christmas present. Grow your own drone in a box. Just add water. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BTN Network website, the official place to check that out, BritishTechNetwork.com. While you're over there, check out our blog and check out all the shows and get subscribed to all the shows, too. Also, if you want to and it's more convenient for you, get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts on iTunes as well. Know what's happening around British Tech by following us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget to hang out with our BTN community over at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, of course, shall be returning for your Humpy Dumpy Wednesday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.